Riley is going back to school next week. I had Meet the Teacher curriculum night last night. I know a lot of the parents listening right now in that same boat. If not, next week, soon thereafter.
How is her teacher?
Good. Oh, yeah. You great. Excited? She's got great teachers. Yeah, she's super excited about, about going back. But our next guest is a friend of the program, Rosalind Wiseman. She is the author of Queen Bees and Wannabes, which is the book that was kind of the inspiration for Mean Girls. And she is also the co-founder of Cultures of Dignity. Good morning to you, Rosalind.
Good morning, you all. So nice to hear your voices, and I cannot believe school goes back in July.
Oh,
how crazy is that? Listen, I grew up in an America where you didn't go back to school until the Tuesday after Labor Day, and it
that
was written.
Is right.
It was
that
written.
Is right.
And
exactly.
Now they're going back in July. I feel bad for these kids today. And no, I do not understand modified school year. I just don't understand it.
Well, Rosalind, we wanted to have you on because we want to help these kids out. And you had a blog post that was kind of piqued my interest here recently. Headline, "Stop Asking So Many Questions."
Woo.
Explain.
We exhaust our children with all of our well-meaning questions. We are just truly exhausting. So I want us to imagine, you know, first day of school, first week of school, and you pick up your kid at school, you know, in the carpool lane, and you're nervous, right? You're nervous for them, especially if they're like starting middle school or starting high school. You're nervous for them. And so, of course, well-meaning parent that you are, you want to ask questions. But the problem is that when your child gets into the car, it's been a pretty exhausting day. Mm-hmm. And they want to decompress. They just want to relax a little bit. And I want parents to realize, just to like flip the roles a bit, that if you had gone to work and at the very end of the day, your kid saw you and then they just asked you 25 questions like, did you make nice with all the people at work? Did you answer all of their emails? Did you arrange your desk?
What did you have for lunch?
Who did you sit with? Right, exactly. And who did you sit with at lunch? And you might not want to answer all those questions. You might be like, can I just sit down, please? And like, take a breath. That was a very big day. And that's what it feels like for kids. And what happens with kids also is that they like will pull out their phone and they'll start looking at it. And then you're like, oh, you're addicted to the phone. And then they might get rude. And then you think, oh, well, they're being such moody teenagers. But they're not. They're just exhausted. And they just want some peace.
Again, Rosalind Wiseman is joining us, author of Queen Bees and Wannabes, as well as the co-founder of Cultures of Dignity. I 100% agree with you on this because, again, you run it through your own filter. I don't even have kids. But last thing I want to do is play 20 questions all the time, even with my friends. So what are some strategies? You're there. You're excited. Your kid's first day, first week
of school. You want to know how it went.
Yeah, you're picking them up. How should you approach them?
You just laugh.
Okay. Well,
should I email them? Can you text them questions?
No. Right. Oh, wait. And also, do not be texting them 25 times during the day how it's going.
How's it going?
Because the reason, or who you're sitting with, and are the kids being nice to you? Do not say those things, because the way you're coming across is you think that they can't have the capacity to do that. And that actually your anxiety is more important than their ability to get through the day without answering your anxiety.
Boom.
So it's really important to not text them all day. And it feeds into this thing of like our children feeling like they have to take care of us about their own social lives, which is insane.
Okay, so what do we do? Yeah.
Okay, so what do we do is to get in the car. We can say one time, one text in the morning at around 10.
Okay.
Thinking of you, hoping you're having a good day.
Okay? That's it.
One time.
That's allowed.
One time.
You get one shot.
One shot. That's it. And then when you see them at the end of the day, they get in the car and you just have a moment of looking at them and just look at them and just be like happy that they're in your life. This is your beautiful child, and just say hi and just look at them. And that's it. And by the way, this is really important. Put your phone away. Even if you're having like a really important phone call or whatever, getting into the carpool lane. Carpool lanes are really complicated too. So we really
preach,
need to have
sister,
our phones
preach.
Away. Right. So you have like a full attention, like to not get into like a fender bender when you're in the carpool lane, but put your phone away. And then when your kid gets in the car, just really be like, hey, what's up? And just like, and, you know, just one question of like anything you want to talk to me about, anything. I know people are going to get mad at me about this, but I actually don't love the roses and thorns thing, or like, what was the best thing that happened
high
to
low.
You? If that works well for your family, I guess go for it. But by the time a kid's in ninth grade, they don't really, for the most part, like the roses and thorns. Right. So just say like, hey, like, and just be quiet and let them decompress. And if you're a parent who has asked a lot of questions in the past, they might get really worried. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, because I talked to lots of kids about this. Like, wait, have I done something wrong? Do they know what I've done? Like, what's going on? So just say to them, you know what? I realize that maybe it's a lot when I ask you a lot of questions, so I'm just not going to. I'm just, you know, if you want to tell me, I'd love to hear about it. And that's it.
You know what? I love it. I think it's going to take some adjustment
for
some parents, myself included, where maybe I ask like 2-3 questions, you know, I don't hit with like the 10, but maybe the 1 or 2, 3, and then we kind of scale it back. Yeah. Rosalind Wiseman.
Thank you, Rosalind.
Again, co-founder of Cultures of Dignity and author of Queen Bees and Wannabes. Appreciate your time this morning. I think good information for parents as you head back to that carpool lane just next week.
Next week. That is crazy. Did you get any fights? Who'd you eat lunch with? What'd you learn?
Who'd you play with at recess?
Were other kids nice to you? Are you okay? Do you have a crush? Do you like anyone right now? How's your teacher? Stop.
You act like you've done that before.
Yeah, no, I actually... when I would pick up my godchildren, I would ask them questions because I thought you were supposed to.
Well, she's giving you permission not to.
Hot diggity.